Slick so far, huh?
Yeah.
Mostly we just practiced our pattern, you know.
Your pattern?
Our pattern.
We've had, you know, we're really practicing. Snappy stage dialogue.
Yeah.
I can't tell that one. Thank you. switch to the guitar now. Looks mysteriously like a banjo to me. Guitar. It's a guitar, Joe. Band. Guitar. Tell a joke.
Tell a joke.
Tell a joke, Bela. Band joke. A road joke, you mean?
There's this guy who goes into a bar, and he's a little bit drunk, and
speaking of,
and there's a dartboard up on the in the corner, and the guy walks in the bar, says to the bartender, "If I get 3 bullseyes, will you give me a prize?" And the bartender says, "Sure, pal, you'll never get them." So, bullseye, bullseye. Bullseye. Bartender says, "Wow, hang on a second, I'll go back and I'll get you something." And he goes in the back room and he's thinking, "What am I going to give this guy?" And he looks around and he sees there's a terrarium over there with a turtle in it. And he reaches in there and grabs the turtle, wipes it off on his shirt, comes out, "Here you go, pal, take this." And the drunk guy says, "Thank you very much."
Same drunk. Same drunk.
So anyway.
Same drunk.
Go ahead.
About 3 weeks later, the same drunk guy walks back into the same bar. The same bartender is on duty again, and the drunk guy says, "Hey, can I get the 3 bullseyes? Will you give me another prize?" Bartender says, "Sure, pal." And sure enough, 3 bullseyes. Bartender says, "Wow." I said, "Excuse me, could you help me out? Because I don't remember what I gave you last time." And the drunk guy says, "Well, I think it was ham on a hard roll."
Time to do a sensitive number. Section and an old man walked up to him and said, "I want, young man, I would like a half a head of lettuce." The kid looked down and he looked up again and he said, "Sir, we don't sell it that way. We're going to buy a whole head of lettuce." And he says, "Well, I only want half a head of lettuce." He says, "Well, I got to go ask my supervisor." So he goes back and he pushes the door open and he says, "Hey, some asshole out here wants half a head of lettuce." And he looked behind him and the guy was standing right there and he said, "And this gentleman would like to buy the other half." So later on he's on his break and the supervisor walks in and he says, "You know, that was some really fast thinking you did a while ago. We could really use you in this business. Things could go up for you." And he said, "You know, we can send you up to Canada to our supervisor, grocery supervisor school we have up there." It's a stretch, I know. And the kid said, "Canada." He said, "All they have in Canada are whores and hockey players." And the guy says, "I'll have you know, my wife's from Canada." And the kid says, "Oh yeah, what team does she play for?" It gets better and better.
What did he do with the lettuce?
What about the lettuce?
Yeah, what happened with the lettuce?
Thank you.
Born for guitar, if anybody has never seen one before. It's a...
Is it smarter than other guitars?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... It was invented by this guy, Henry Weisenborn, who lived in New York.
And Egyptian fellow?
He liked Hawaiian music. Only he had these guitars built in California.
Closest he could get.
Following me so far. And I got a t-shirt the other day with this guy, Henry Weisenborn, with one on the cover that's got his name going up the head, going all the way up the neck like that. But he's got it upside down. He's holding it upside down so you can't really... I don't really think he plays.
It's
my... Enough history. And then the Dobro guys came along, the Dopier brothers came along and liked these guitars, but didn't think they were loud enough. Put this metal stuff in them, which like 3 years later was rendered obsolete by Charlie Christian, who put a pickup, an electric pickup on guitar.
Smaller
and made everything metal. Was loud enough at that point. Banjo players were still in work. Lots of them.
Thank you.
Jokes. All right. We'll be back.
Hey, for everybody who's never been here before, the t-shirts are for a suggested donation. If you can't afford to buy one, just take one.
Okay.
By the way, Acoustic Stage is declared 1998, the year of Jerry Douglas.
Thank you.
your strap comes off, this other one catches it. Why I have to have one.
What happens if they both go?
Get a new guitar. Go to the guitar store.
What? Is this an endorsement?
This is an endorsement. I was the first guy to need one and have one. Thank you. Spain. That's Chicoria. Chicoria number.
Chicoria.
And Chuck Korea. Like he's Werner. We'll dedicate this whole set to Spain. This is the international set. Alright. And from now on, Dale will speak only in Spanish for the next 2 days.
Hola. Quieres el biblioteca? Yo soy un hombre sincero. Mi amigo.
Gracias. Olé, baby.
Straight through the dose.
How do you say that? Why?
Caramba.
Caramba. Have a nice little refrigerator bag in here. It's him.
He's looking at you.
Always. He's always good. There he is. Okay.
Muy loco.
Sí. Sí. Ready?
Thank you.
So there's this guy who moves to somewhere like Rutherfordton.
I'll play a little background music for him.
And he's from New York, and he's never really been in the country before too much. So he's there for a couple of months, and he hasn't met anybody. And one Saturday afternoon, a telephone rings, and he says, "Well, who is it?" And he says, "Well, I'm the fellow who lives down in the next holler." And he says, "Wow, that's great to finally meet somebody who lives around here." He says, "The guy says, well, the reason I called is I'm having a party tonight, and I thought you might like to come over." And the guy says, "Well, that's great. I mean, I don't know anybody around here. Finally, I'll get to go to a party." And the guy says, "Well, I just want to let you know before you come over that, there might be some drinking at this party." And you know this one?
I don't think they do.
There might be some.
They're afraid that it might be the one they know. Go ahead, keep going.
There might be a little bit of drinking at this party. And he goes, "Oh, that'd be great, man. I'd like to get a good buzz on. That'd be great." He says, "Okay, well, I'm really glad. That's good. But I should let you know, sometimes after we get to do a little drinking, sometimes we get into a little fight." And I says, "That's all right. I don't mind a good beat up. It'd be great. You have a few drinks, get in a little fight. That'd be wonderful." He says, "And also, once in a while, sometimes some drugs get consumed." He says, "Oh, that's great, man. I love doing drugs. That'd be fabulous."
"Thanks, sir."
And he said, "Sometimes after that, I should warn you. Sometimes some pretty wild sex starts to happen out there." He says, "Well, man, this sounds fabulous. Wow, I can't believe this." He says, "What should I wear for the party?" The guy says, "Well, it doesn't matter much. It's just gonna be you and me."
Well told. Is that the one you thought it was? No, obviously not.
Did that sound familiar? No. Oh, good. Wise choice.
Yeah. It's not supposed to sound familiar.
You've heard that one. Sam saw that one a lot. What have we got? What's that one? Have we done that one yet?
We haven't done that one.
Let's do that one.
Good. Let's do that one.
Okay. You start.
Anytime, huh?
Anytime. Is that the headline?
Go home with a bad impression of us or something,
That's gonna happen anyway.
Too late. Fuck that up already. Okay.
Watch your language.
Sorry.
Asshole.
Boy, it's going down now.
Mike Marshall would say the cheese is off the cracker.
Then what do you do? Pick it up.
Perfect. Close enough.
That's one of mine. That's called Passing the Bar.
Oh, I get it.
I got a record coming out in May. Yeah. Yeah.
It's about
time. I've been doing records with other people for years now. I forgot what it's like to do your own record. My wife forgot what it was like for me to do my own record, too. I don't think she wants me to do it again.
But it was worth it. It's a cool record.
It was a nice experience. Yeah. Sonny Landreth played some guitar on it, and John Cowan sang a song. Steve Earle sang a song. Maura and Tim each sang a song.
I sang a song.
Bayla sang a song.
We're not going to use that. That's not going to make the record.
Bayla's doing a new record too. Bayla's doing a new record. We left Dave Matthews in the airport today. Charlotte. So. Stars after stars after stars on our records. Can't help it. What do you think?
Can't tell you.
Have to shoot you. Yeah.
Make it fast and painless.
My record? I think my record's called Gone Clear. I'm not sure, you know. I've drank so much moonshine the last 15 years. It's only...
Oh, I thought it was Gone Queer.
No.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's not what it was.
Stop asking my 5-year-old daughter what the names of my records are.
You've been acting strange lately.
Yeah, you know. Well, it was all that rehearsing we were doing. I started worrying about it.
You worried me, Duke.
Duke, don't call me Duke in
You're
front of
me. You're scaring me.
Okay. Better get out of there. Huh? Get you back to playing some music now. This is called, what was I going to call this?
Say it in Spanish.
Spanish.
Limpy.
Blippi.
Yippee.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's what the name of it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Spanish Acquisition.
Spanish Inquisition.
Inquisition, oh. He gets the same reaction out of him. That's good. Okay?
Thank you.
that's a new tune. It just that's the first time we've tried it. World premiere.
World premiere.
Right here at the Boss household.
The Spanish Inquisition.
The Spanish Inquisition.
Acquisition. Inquisition.
The temporary title.
Disposition.
I'll buy a vowel. Well, why don't you play that old Earl Scruggs tune you got there?
Anything you guys want to hear? Anybody want to hear some bluegrass tunes in particular or something? Call a few
Whitewater.
Out?
9 pound two.
Oh, Whitewater.
Whitewater?
Whitewater.
9 pound what?
9 pound what? Hamburger?
Thank you.
a bit like a brook. What else have we got? What's the cheese ball song?
Oh. Done this yet.
That's about the same speed.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Had to think about that for a second.
That's about the same speed too. They're all the same speed.
How do you name it that anyway?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
Cheeseballs.
Oh, I know. It's time for the Dobro solo.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just about time for me.
You'll see. I'll play one on the old Weisenheimer guitar.
See, we've got a new member of the audience out there. Thank you.
tune.
Another one of those.
Play that good one.
We've all felt that way.
We've all felt that way. Thank you.
turned off the machine there.
You turned it off. I was afraid I was going to sing it. And I got all the words. I laid all the words down on the floor. And I was looking at the words. And all of a sudden, it was time to sing. And so I started to sing, and the band took off. There wasn't a way I could get the words out fast enough. It was not any funnier to anybody. It wasn't any funnier than it was to me. It was just like, how do people do this? So, my last foray for a while into the singing world. You know, by Saturday night, we may just get up the guts to do that. No. See, this is a one-time deal.
Once every full moon, right?
Is it going to be a full moon?
No.
It's going to have to be a lot of artificial inspiration.
You're hallucinating. If you think we're going to sing, you're hallucinating. There's no way. There is no way you're going to hear any singing from us.
Now, if Sam was here, we'd sing with Sam.
Somehow, you know, Bela, it's one of those falsetto doo-wop tunes, you know?
Just is not going to happen. Is it?
Huh?
Sing the blues. Burn down.
There's no possible
I sang
way.
On my record once.
Can you get the tenor part to me?
I made a mistake putting that on a record we did the track, and I had to go back in and do the lead vocal for it, and I realized at that point, you know, it was way too late to get out of it. So, but I had a cold, so I went to the studio, and I had a bottle of Johnny Walker Red. Thought, you know, every time I get, you know, frog in my throat, I'll cut it out with this stuff. So it's like a whole bottle later, standing there.
Wondering why you couldn't get it
two
in
bottles to get that one finished.
Sing baritone and voice.
Well, that's
yeah.
That's
sing
easy.
Some baritone
you
for
us. Ooh, there's nothing worse.
Sing the baritone part to
than a harmony part solo.
Sing the baritone part to
greatest hits. Greatest hits. No, you know, maybe by Saturday night we might have. Head them out. Move them out. Head them up. Move them out. I don't even know the words to that. Right. Spent my whole life playing behind people that sang. I just didn't pay too much attention to the words. The song's about what? Really? It doesn't sound like it would be about that.
It's about murder, and it's such a happy
tune. It's a murder ballad. So it's some tempos up there.
Happy killing,
yeah. Happy they're gone. No, I tell you what, you know, maybe by Saturday night we might have a vocal, but boy, right now, I think we're all out of luck. Especially us.